Welcome back to Lucas Oil Stadium, everyone. The general managers here, Charlie Casserly, Mike Tannenbaum, Scott Pioli, Scott Hansen here. Guys, it's all about trying to get the scout's eye, get a general manager kind of, worked up about drafting you in the high round. Who improved their draft stock the most here this week?
Well, I think for me, Scott, it's been Lane Johnson from Oklahoma. Lane is a really good athlete. No one's been talking about him. Everyone's been talking about Luke and Fisher. Lane had a chance to show his athleticism while he was healthy. I was out at Oklahoma this year, and he had a high ankle sprain. It really affected the middle of his season and how he looked over the course of the season. Now you're seeing a healthy Lane Johnson, a guy who's a tremendous athlete, and I think his stock is rising
fast.
Went
sub 5 seconds in his 40, very athletic out of Oklahoma. Mike?
You know, for me, guys, it's Tavon Austin. Great production at West Virginia. Obviously some concerns about his size. Comes here, just jumps through the roof, has great times. And then, most importantly to me, the way he caught the ball confidently. This guy's not a two-down player, three-down player. He's a four-down player. A lot of people thought maybe second round, a Randall Cobb type. But after this workout, guys, he's a first-rounder. He's an explosive playmaker.
I'm going to go Luke Fisher. Excuse me, Eric Fisher, not yep. Luke Fisher. I got Luke Jokel on my
you
mind. That's what I got there.
Players, weren't you?
That's
you
right. We got them both together here now. Here's the thing with Fisher. Probably a top 10 pick, but guess what? Now you got Luke Jokel. A lot of people concede number one to him. When you look at these two guys together and watch him work, Fisher had the better workout. When you watch the tape, one of the things that bother you about Jokel, he's not a knock you off the ball guy. Fisher, he does knock some people off the ball. So let's go back and take a look at this one again. Maybe Mr. Fisher is moving his way up because some of these other guys who we had up there higher didn't work out as good. Maybe Fisher gets up to number three. Who knows?
You guys collectively have decades of experience here coming to the combine and scouting players. I got to think even for you guys, it's still fun to have something make you go, wow, or something surprise you. Did anything stand out here this week as the biggest surprise? Yeah,
there's always a wow. You never know what's going to come from. For me, it was Margus Hunt. I mean, to see a guy come in here at almost 280 pounds, almost 277, and run a 4.640 blows me away. I mean, how does that happen? I was watching the season. That just blew me away.
He blocked 17 kicks in college. They call him the Eastern Block. He's from Estonia. Good nickname. No, if he makes it big in the pros, the endorsements will be built in for him, Mike.
You know, going into it, it's still Deion Jordan. You know, we saw him drop a lot at Oregon, but boy, watching those alternative skill drills, guys, it was natural for him. Some 3.14, I can see them training up and saying, wow, we're going to get a starting outside linebacker that could rush, that could drop. That's about as finished product at that position as you could find. And with his length, he could jam the tight end. All the skill sets that we've always looked for, a 3-4 outside linebacker. Not only is his stock up, but what a surprise. What a fluid athlete he was.
I want to take it the other way. A guy that all of us had in our top 10, even Coach Billick, who told us he had the best top 10, DeMontre Moore of Texas A&M. All right, the bench press is 12. That's a whole other discussion. But he ran 4.95. I thought when I watched this guy on tape, he could run faster than that. He was quicker than that, more explosive than that. 4.95, that's not real good. So that was a surprise to me.
Well, the good news for him and any of the other prospects here who maybe didn't have the numbers that they wanted to post in Indy, pro days will start soon, and they'll run for the next month and a half, 2 months leading up to the draft in April.